The HPA axis, or the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, is the system that controls the stress response. And it has been clear for many years, in fact, going back to the late 1950s, there have been studies demonstrating abnormalities in that system in depression. And in particular, people with depression have elevated rates of the stress hormone cortisol, which is produced by the adrenal gland, part of the HPA axis. And there's been a question as to whether the elevated cortisol is chicken or egg. Is it the elevation of cortisol in response to stressors that causes depression? Or is depression itself a stressful experience that leads to increases in cortisol? The answer probably is some of each, it would appear, right now. There are people working on medications to block that increase in cortisol as potential treatment for depression.